As the police chief in a town of 2,200 people, Ken Johnson says the prospect of having between 2,000 and 5,000 protesters is daunting. So he's asking for help from the Bayfield and Ashland County Sheriff's Departments, Superior Police, and State Patrol. But he believes it will be peaceful.
My major concern is there's some people being bused from outside the area. I know most of the locals that are going to participate, and I don't expect any problems from them.
In fact, busloads of protesters are expected from outside the Shawamigan Bay area, including possibly 500 people from the Duluth Superior area. Mike Ronio of the student group People First is organizing part of that.
It's the hope for every rally or protest that more and more people kind of see their neighbors and the people they work with and the people in their family and how these issues are going to affect them.
Washburn Elementary school teacher and rally organizer Becky Rathke hopes to send a message to Governor Walker. She's against his budget repair bill that removes most collective bargaining rights of public employees.
Now that they rammed that legislation through, our message might be a little bit different now. It might be more like, save our state.
Rathke says this and all protests are important for workers' rights, and she says it in a Churchillian way.
This is not the end. This is not the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the beginning. We are going to keep fighting.
That fight will include musicians and artist performances after the march. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.